The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Revolution with Juan McCartney is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, J.S. Johnson, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Popeyes, Rev Bahamas, and Ron's Electric Motors.
Afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. I'm Juan McCartney. Great to have you, Junior, with us today. We're going to have a good day. We don't want no trouble. We don't want no stress. We're going to talk about tradition, about holidays, about food, culture, etc. And we're going to have fun with it. Feel free to call me if you'd like, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. You can also text us at 422-4796, 422-4796. I want to let you know that Christmas is all about lights, music, warmth, and joy. Experiencing it with friends and family is what makes it special. From December 14th through January 7th, 2003, Island Pearls International and Think Tank want you to visit the December to Remember Christmas experience brought to you by the government of the Bahamas at both Pompey Square and Western Esplanade for free. It's all free. Share a little Christmas magic with the ones who mean the most to you and capture memories through a new tradition that everyone can be a part of. All right. Also, NASA, you've been asking, and John West Shoe Company is finally here, all the way from Freeport, Grand Bahama. We're here to put shoes on your feet. We got shoes for the entire family and for all occasions, from flats to heels, slides to safety boots. We've got your feet covered. Check us out today at the Plaza behind Wendy's, Carmichael Road West. Telephone 603-SHOE. 603-SHOE. That's 603-7 John West Shoe Company. Also, we want to let you know that BTC is advising customers they've commenced a disconnection exercise.
What?
That it has. BTC has easy and convenient
Merry Christmas.
Ways to pay your
Merry Christmas.
Got your light on, got your phone off.
Merry Christmas, BTC.
You should have paid your bill. You should have paid your bill.
I love it.
Right. That's
y'all out there celebrating and they
signing
y'all buying
come.
Things and they ain't pay your bill.
Correct. BTC has easy and convenient ways to pay your bill with My BTC app, online banking, BTC virtual store, fast pay, or call BTC at 225-5282 to stay connected with BTC.
Call them. Repeat that number. Repeat that number.
225-5282. You don't want Christmas with your phone off. It's going to be hard to find you. Listen, I want to make a public service announcement on behalf of myself, okay? So I want you to understand that I've bought Junkanoo tickets. I'm going to publicly tell you what my ticket, what my seat numbers are, because I am going to pull a scene and cut a movie in my seat. Some of y'all like lie, right? And good at it. And look you in your face and tell you this my ticket. This my seat. Let me put, I got electronic tickets. Ticket, what the row number is? Row number, section G, row 2, seat 70, seat 71, seat 72, and seat 73. If I find you in my seat, I'll give you one opportunity. One. I can say, excuse me, you're in my seat. The appropriate response is, I'm so sorry. Let me go find my seat. If you don't have a seat, lie and say, oh, I go find another seat. Get out of my seat. I paid handsomely for junking new tickets. I find you in my seat. I give you one opportunity. Then I pull a scene. I call the police. I got the commissioner on speed dial. He can be out there. I can go find him. I can go find the prime minister. I can go find the TV camera and tell him, look, these people stealing my seat. It could be a scene right in front of Maturin and your children too.
Good afternoon, Bahamas.
All right.
Welcome to another amazing show with two amazing human beings. And just so you know, besides having to pay your bill on time because BTC is giving you the gift of disconnection, just so you know, one ain't gonna be out there to use his seat before and after.
You got after,
1.5 hours.
I give him John Canoe about.
He's get tired easy. One lap.
Well, it only ever gonna be one lap. It could be no encore. You better give it your all the first shot. Cause
one only can be out there for one lap. So don't worry yourself.
One lap. I'm going to go see Saxons. I'm going to see Family and Roots. Valley, y'all look like y'all coming out when the sun come up. I might not be so able to see. I don't have much patience.
You could recycle one seat. No problem.
Yeah. Just
seats recyclable for sure.
From midnight to about 3 a.m., stay away. Section G. That's in front of Pandora, for those who don't. If you find yourself in the vicinity of Pandora and you ain't got no seat and you feel like lying, don't sit in row two. That's all. We'll save ourselves all sorts of problems. All right.
What a way to start the show.
I want you choosing violence during the parade. I got to tell y'all, know, I love y'all, you know, but I know y'all. That's what I tell my kids.
Yep.
I know y'all. Awesome. You know? Awesome. Chef, great to see you. It's been a minute.
Yep.
We spoke briefly on Friday. You did the last show with Ken and Neek, because you're often free on Fridays, and I've been trying to take my Fridays off. Ken and Neek's here tomorrow, and I'll be back next week. I was teetering on the brink of not doing any shows next week, but I'll be here next week.
Ah, good job.
For the people.
Welcome.
And I want you all to know that Chef, come with his hands swinging.
Nope.
This lot, you got a big bag. I don't know what's in it.
Yep.
But we can find out, and we got goodies going on.
Yep.
All right. Let's talk Christmas, Chef. Now, there's a debate going on about Christmas Day. Okay. We can get to Christmas dinner, but the appropriate meal for Christmas Day is souse, in my mind. It gotta be stew.
Absolutely not.
Where am I?
That's Boxing Day food.
Boxing Day is souse.
Boxing
What's Christmas
Day.
Morning?
Christmas morning is nothing.
Nothing.
You're supposed to lay your stomach empty.
Okay.
Like my mother would say, this a light week. Shout out to my mother. I telling you, this a light week. You're supposed to don't be eating too heavy this
don't
week.
Don't eat heavy this week. Save it.
Absolutely not.
Right.
Ain't supposed to be too much cooking. You're supposed to be eating leftovers. Right. Your fridge supposed to get emptied.
Right.
Because you're going to need the space.
Right.
So this supposed to be a light week. All right? Leading up to eating your Christmas dinner is light.
Right.
All light.
Okay.
There ain't no sauce and things. That's Boxing Day.
Boxing Day
is sauce and turkey sandwiches made with leftover turkey and ham sandwich and egg in the morning.
Okay.
110%. Or them sort of stuff and then turkey soup maybe that evening.
Right.
And that's it.
Okay.
That's it. That's what a traditional Christmas weekend, whether it's actually on the weekend like it is this year, that's how you're supposed to eat. Because you're going to have that one meal that's supposed to be with family, extended family. Mm-hmm. And then after that, you know, hopefully you're going to Junkanoo.
Right.
And then when you come home from Junkanoo, tired and all them things, that's so stunned.
Then you deal with the sauce.
Yeah.
Okay.
And whoever stay home responsible for cooking. Right. If you ain't going to Junkanoo,
you got to cook. The food. Right, yeah.
110%.
Okay. So my question then is, what time do we do Christmas, the Christmas meal?
Well, everybody knows, I mean, whether you believe it, agree with it, or whatever, this still is, especially when Christmas fall on a Sunday, everybody going to church.
Right.
So it's supposed to be after church, and that's around about 2 o'clock. 2:30, if you just go to the Baptist church, that's around about 3:15.
I just go to church Christmas Eve.
Well,
Anglican.
Well, you know, you're a little different. And then hopefully the honey you was bring the stuff.
Right.
Y'all then figure out that you ain't supposed to let her bring nothing heavy. Mm-hmm. Let her bring the ambrosia salad or the soda or something mm-hmm. like that. The one who always late, don't let her bring nothing major. So, you know, Grace should be at the latest. At the latest.
3 o'clock at latest.
Latest, right. Latest, latest. Anything after that? Well, first of all, my old man, he didn't eat because he ain't weak.
Right.
I can let y'all know that now.
You see what else?
He didn't eat. Yeah, right. He sleep. Because, right. You know, y'all taking too long. Right. I mean, you know.
That's how I feel.
I mean, I can let y'all know. I mean, any time after 3 o'clock at this age,
right.
I didn't start eating. No. I'm so sorry to die.
I with you. I with
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
I want to eat early.
And people who in the Bahamas who is have dinner for dinner mm-hmm. on Sunday, I don't believe in y'all. I
no.
can't. I never, ever in my life visit somebody like that. Sorry.
My Grammy, we used to go to, my grandmother, we used to go to St. Barnabas. Me, my cousins, and we walked to have Bernardi to my grandmother. My grandmother, well, she's from Alutra, so she used to wake up 5 o'clock in the morning, bake bread every day. She would have Sunday dinner done at noon, right? So by the time we come home from church about 1 o'clock, she dish up your food, you eat. That's it. The whole
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, that's
and
awesome.
And the rest of the day, you lounge, you play, you do whatever like that.
That's awesome. Yeah. People who just can't go start cooking their right. rice when they come home from church, I can't come to, first of all. I don't know what church y'all going to because I ain't going to that church.
Right.
Sorry to tell y'all. Right. I think that is a part of who we are. And if you really know the connection between church and food, there's a synergy there. Mm-hmm. These things go with sense. In fact, businesses were made from church and food. That's how a lot of people started selling food.
Mm.
That's how you get food after church. That's how you get churches that have
right.
Sunday suppers and stuff
right.
like that. This thing go with sense. There's a lot of cultural connection there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again,
because you don't have to have heavy breakfast before you go to church. Have some tea.
Yeah, cereal.
Right.
And again, that's a light morning.
Right.
That's a light morning. So, you know, that is definitely a part of our culture. Some people honor it. Some people believe in it. And some people don't. But again, like I always say, your house is your house. Y'all do what y'all want to do.
Right.
But don't invite me. That's all I'm saying. If you just going to eat
right.
Christmas dinner 5:15,
right.
I'm so sorry.
No.
That's second wave.
Yes, exactly.
That's second wave. Y'all in talk, y'all in had fun, and
right.
blah, blah, blah.
Now
it's time to pinch piece more, take you around about 5 o'clock.
Right.
If you just doing face take you 5 o'clock, shame on you.
Right.
And I said what I said. You unfollow me because I don't think you're a friendly person.
All right, so let's discuss the actual meal. All right. So, turkey is a must. Ham is a must.
Yes. Fish.
Fish, too.
Yeah, we can throw fish in there for sure.
So, we at least 3 meats.
Yeah.
We need to have going on.
Taking ham and fish.
Right.
Yeah, for
now,
sure.
Now, we had this discussion. You probably didn't hear it because my family had Sunday dinner, and then my cousin didn't bring the macaroni he's supposed to bring till 4 hours later. But peas and rice is part of the meal to me. That ain't
sure.
a side.
No. Good peas and rice.
Right.
That's something that if you really sit down, for me, especially as the purist that I am, if you sit down for Sunday dinner as honorable and as necessary as this Christmas holiday will be, if peas and rice ain't on there, your plate ain't finished.
Right, correct.
Your food ain't finished.
Correct.
Your house paint, but it ain't got no trim.
Right.
I'm so sorry to tell you. And you know, without the trim,
right.
it looked like, wait, what happened? Y'all ain't finished painting or what?
Right.
So I don't believe in such an important meal to be without Bahamian peas. You gotta have peas and rice.
Correct.
You should have macaroni. You should have either or both potato salad and coleslaw.
Potato salad and coleslaw.
You should.
Macaroni.
Yes,
peas
you
and
should.
Rice,
yes.
Okay.
This is the time when Bahamians do not look at calories.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody who's sick, everybody who ain't supposed to eat, even vegans.
Right.
If y'all ain't eating Christmas dinner, what does
right.
a vegan eat on Sunday?
I have no earthly idea.
I know and I want. Because don't tell me you're eating full turkey.
Right.
And, you know, make-believe
right.
harm
no,
and them kind of thing.
Nah,
sorry,
right.
I don't know. I don't know what all of these
I don't
celebrate.
Mean
it
in type games.
No,
right.
I'm so sorry. I agree with you on that one. And then, you know, if you get the honey, you can bring the plantain. Right. Let her just bring the planting because most likely them planting wasn't ripe. Or she burn them, so it's okay. Right. We don't really need that. And then, again.
So if nobody asks you to, so this is the thing. If nobody asks you to bring anything, you can't cook.
Well, you know.
That's because your food tastes
I good. Would say if nobody asks you to bring anything food-wise, there's two chances there. One, you're not really noted in the family as one of their culinarians of note. Mm-hmm. Or two, you is work weird hours, shifts, that right, sort
right,
of
right,
stuff.
Right, right, right.
You in the hotel, blah, blah, blah. Right. So they ain't even sure if you coming.
Right.
So they ain't gonna really put that on you. They or bring the turkey by right. or something like that. But yeah, that's basically what it means. So if you for some reason just get invited on Sunday, you know, maybe this year wasn't your year for culinary.
Right.
You wasn't listening to the show. You ain't been on my website. I mean, I can't tell you what happened, but I don't think your family respect you, and you should really talk to them about that. Because right. everybody's supposed to bring something.
Yeah, you got to.
You're supposed to bring something.
Right. Yeah. Maybe you bring the cups or the ice. Okay, so we're doing our plate. So we got the necessary. We got ham. We got turkey. We got, you say, fish. Yeah. We got peas
and sauces, please. Please with the sauces.
Sauces.
Make sure gravy. You have proper sauces. There should be some sort of glaze with your ham.
Right.
If you ain't have no sort of glaze, something ain't right. Then please with the canned pineapple and a cherry. We let's leave that for the pina colada.
Right. Oh, we don't put that on the ham.
No, absolutely not.
So what do we do?
Absolutely not. Just a nice glaze on your ham, and that's fine.
So we boil it.
Keep
then we
some
bake
of
it.
The keep. Don't boil ham, please.
No.
Please do not boil meat.
You're when taking you the flavor meat, talk about
everything,
this.
And you then take out all the ham out of the ham.
The ham in the water now.
You might as well drink the water then. So you serve in the water with your ham then one. You give away all the ham to the water.
Right.
And then what you want people to eat, please.
Right.
What you can do if you feel as though, okay, some people say it's salty, so what you can do is
right.
soak the ham overnight in pure distilled water.
Okay.
Even you could change it twice, that'll leach out some of the salinity.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take the ham and you roast it in the oven.
Okay.
That's it. You do not boil ham, people. Please stop doing that.
All right.
And please stop with the dry turkey. That's a whole
I mean,
different
actually, but
conversation.
That, what you got to brine the turkey?
Well, I do a dry brine. Mm-hmm. I used to do a wet brine, but I do a dry brine now. Because I find that the dry brine penetrates more. It's better. It's more flavorful. It gives you a crispier skin turkey. Et cetera. And to be honest, I'm so adamant about proper turkey and holiday, festive season, Thanksgiving and Christmas cooking.
Mm-hmm.
I literally have several recipes and tips on my website about that. Because I really can't stand dry turkey, and there's no reason to have dry turkey.
Right.
Dry turkey comes when you just don't take the time. And I made a post today, one that told people, if you ain't get your turkey today, you behind. You're supposed to have your turkey thawing out today and tomorrow.
Already, right.
You're supposed to dry brine it on Saturday overnight in the fridge uncovered, and then you roast or deep fry your turkey on Sunday. I'm deep frying our
deep
turkey.
Deep fry?
Yeah.
Good
deep
Lord.
Fry turkey. You're
right.
Going deep fry Nassau hot turkey.
That changed the game up.
Yeah.
So I can ask you, though. So, well, I want to talk about cultural differences, too, but... my wife probably listened to this. She'd get mad if I mentioned my old girlfriends. But anyway, I get a. You can't win, my brother. you get married and I don't know how modern what more I could do. Anyway, so you ain't married. You don't understand the turkey, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm used. My mom did a stuffing in.
Right.
Americans do something where they talk about dressing.
Dressing out.
So what's the difference?
Stuffing in, dressing out.
Stuff. I mean, how does it affect change?
Same thing. It's just that when you stuff a bird, literally, you're stuffing it on the inside of the cavity. And the drippings and the juice and all the liquids from the actual turkey are stuffing. Dressing is done on the outside. And so basically, whatever you did to that dressing, that's all it's going to get. It's not going to get additional turkey flavor.
Right.
So it has to be absolutely dynamite on the outside. The problem is, a lot of times the stuffing is not enough. because you only have what's in the cavity of the bird.
Right.
So a lot of people sometimes do both. So you'll have a little bit extra or make some extra and put it on the side. But again, I did a masterclass the other day and people thought I was crazy and it actually won because I tell y'all the best way to make stuffing. Mm-hmm. The absolutely best way to make stuffing is the way that I show people to make it, which I learned from my mom, which is to add sauteed tuna fish in the can to your stuffing. Mm. And make sure it ain't too dry. Same thing with
sauteed tuna fish.
Tuna.
In the stuffing. Why?
Make it.
Why?
It imparts a flavor. It imparts umami. It almost tastes like seafood stuffing without really having all the additional stuff. But it literally lifts it. And the combination of poultry and canned tuna.
Boy, I don't know if I trust regular people with that.
We made it in class and everybody was blown away. Try it. Try it one time. And you'll never make stuffing again regularly. I can't make regular stuffing. Mm-hmm. I have to put tuna in my stuffing.
Okay, so I want to continue this stuffing technique now. So in America, why do they call it dressing in America?
Because it's on the outside. So you dress your plate with the stuffing on the outside.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. Now, the turkey gravy supposed to go in the stuffing if you don't put the stuffing in the turkey.
The turkey gravy?
The turkey drippings.
No.
No?
No, absolutely not. Turkey gravy is totally different.
No, the drippings.
The drippings supposed to go in the gravy.
In the gravy, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You should fortify your sauce with your drippings from your turkey at the end. Mm. So basically, you're taking all of that lovely goodness that comes out from roasting your turkey. You're going to take that. And you're going to make your gravy with it. Mm-hmm. Even if you use turkey stock, even if you use roasted turkey bones and everything else, you're still supposed to add that to it. Mm-hmm. Because that's all of the flavor. Okay. You know what I mean? All right. So when you add, get an amazing sauce. Absolutely amazing.
Okay.
And people who don't have turkey gravy, I don't trust y'all neither.
You're just getting the turkey dry like that.
But come on.
You just put cranberry sauce on it.
And you know, some of these turkeys need little wet. they need some additional wet. Let's be honest. This is the last of the year. I'm super honest. Right. So
this person says, is this everyday tuna or albacore? And how do I prepare the tuna?
But albacore, saute it down. That's it. Add it, just add it when you're doing the rest of your stuff. The technique of celery, onions, thyme, sage, whatever you put in your stuff, and just add tuna to it. Trust me, and just sweat it out when you sweat your herbs, which are actually vegetables, but in Bahamian is herbs. Add all of that to it. And please make sure your stuffing ain't dry. Ain't nothing wasting dry stuffing.
It says we're doing duck this year.
Well, okay. Go ahead.
Duck, you how much you got to... About four ducks to make up a turkey.
I ain't come here to dog with no duck. Sorry. I can't help you out with duck. Because, I mean...
You know, I like duck.
That's a whole different kettle of fish.
Right. I like duck. Mm-hmm. I, in fact, like duck more than I like chicken. But
duck is a technique.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got to really know because you got to render the fat.
Correct.
You got to make sure that the skin ain't taste like rubber.
That's
a whole situation.
Making the duck is a problem.
So good luck. Tell them tag me on a photo of the duck. I want to see that duck. Like, and that better be right. And it better have a sauce.
Okay, we got to take a break. This person's saying ambrosia salad. Is this Bahamian? What is this?
Ambrosia salad? Tell them Google it.
Right. I haven't had ambrosia in a long time.
Yeah, exactly. I want somebody to tell me what ambrosia salad is.
Right. We ain't finished with our plate. Because if we go in, my mom used to go crazy, right? Mm-hmm. So she would make greens. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Some sort of green something.
Right. She'd do biscuits. You know what I'm saying?
I'm making stuffing biscuits this year.
Oh, that sounds...
So all the flavors of stuffing, everything went in a stuffing in my biscuits.
My mom would do candy yams. Mm-hmm. She used to do the green bean casserole, but we didn't ever eat it, so she stopped making it.
Oh, wow.
You know, she used to do the fried onions.
Yep.
You know, like everything.
Yeah, I think I don't know. A lot of people, again, I like the amalgamation of the kind of American holiday stuff with the Bohemian
right
holiday stuff, I think that's pretty dope, actually.
You know what I think that we missed out on? Because I went to Thanksgiving at a friend's house when I was living in the States. And sweet potato pie. It just changed my life. You know when you didn't know about something? That's like if someone, it ain't on the same level, but it's like if you never had Kong salad before.
Right.
You see that when the Americans come here and they go, you got to try the Kong salad. They go, I never.
Yeah.
I didn't realize my life was incomplete. Sweet potato pie.
Nice.
It was incredible. But we don't do it here.
No, not really. For us, it's usually coconut Jimmy or guava duff. And real guava duff. And I get triggered when we talk about guava duff. So please, let's go talk about it.
No, I'm a guava duff purist. So I'm with you.
Canned guavas. Are you using canned guava to make a national dish?
Right.
Canned guavas would even from the Bahamas.
Right.
In a national dish.
Just don't even give it to me.
Shame on you.
I don't want it. We got to take a break. We can see what's in this bag. We'll be right back.
All
right,
awesome.
Let Marco's Pizza and Coke light up your holiday with the joy of Christmas and the magic of Marco's Pizza and Coke. Enjoy two medium, one topping pizzas made daily with fresh dough, fresh cheese, and our authentic sauce. You also get to choose from either our sweet center squares or cheesy bread and a free 2-liter Coke for only $30 VAT inclusive. Christmas is the season of sharing, so spread some love and joy today with Marco's Pizza and Coke and our holiday deal. Certain restrictions apply.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent,
and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
The holidays are a time for reflection on the year past, reconnecting with family and friends, and indulging in brand new experiences. No matter what your holiday may bring, at Grab, we want to remind you to do it together. Play together. Watch together. Be together. Take time this Christmas to connect with things that really matter. Grab, take care of home for the holidays. Merry Christmas, Bahamas!
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Burger King wants you to ride into the holidays in style with a brand new 2022 BYD Han all-electric sedan from Easy Car Sales. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just upgrade your favorite combo for one ticket or double your chances with the King Combo or triple your chance to win with the purchase of a BK family deal. It's electric at Burger King this holiday where you get the chance to win a 2022 BYD Han EV sedan when you upgrade your combo at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Rejuvenate, refresh, treat yourself
Immerse yourself in total comfort. Pamper yourself. After all, you're worth it. Relax. Rid yourself of all life stresses. At Baja Retreat Anti-Aging Spa, you will find everything you need to enhance your body and spirit. Call today at 323-6711 and begin your journey to serenity at Baja Retreat Anti-Aging Spa.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio.
In the way he is. 49 FM.
We're here with Chef Simeon Hall Jr., and we're talking Christmas. I'm just amazed he brought this big bag of goodies now. I'm in shock now.
I told you when I came here again, I was going to bring some stuff, and I am a man of my word.
Absolutely.
Just as BTC is a man of their word, and they're going to cut off your phone right. If you don't pay your bill by Christmas.
Pay your bill. BTC want their money. Yeah, yes. Use up their stuff and not pay. It don't work like that. Let me see what we got here.
All right, so one, I had some treats. I know I didn't want to bring you just cooked food. I wanted to bring you ingredients
that
you can use.
Awesome.
And I'm sure your wife is going to make sure that you use it. Mm-hmm. And so here's a couple of things that I bought you that I don't know if you would be used to. Let's see. This, check the date on that.
This is 5/5/20.
5/5/20. That has been stewing for more than 2 years. Those are rum cake fruits. So I use that for two things. Actually, I don't even use it in rum cake.
Good.
I have a drink that's called rum cake.
You know I gotta try this, right?
I have a drink called rum cake, and that's what that's for.
I'll call it this.
That's full of alcohol. Oh, that's all that is alcohol.
We might have a real interesting show today. Let me see. Oh, my God, chef.
Yeah, and that's good alcohol. I've been stewing now for 2 years.
Rum cake fruit, not fruit cake fruit.
I'm rum cake fruit because I make fruit cake, rum cake, all of that together.
Oh, but, man.
I had that in the little storage. I also have...
Good Lord.
These that have been pickling for about a year or so.
I like
those
pickles.
Those are dill pickles. I love pickles.
5/11/21?
Yep. So I love making pickles, so there you go.
That rum cake fruit, I gotta eat that, but I hope. I'll eat that.
It makes amazing eggs. It makes amazing sweet, rummy drinks.
Oh my God.
And so.
Okay, so this is clearly different.
Those are bread and butter.
This is
sweet. Bread and butter pickles.
Okay.
So sweet and sour.
So what are the bitter pickles? What are they?
They're just dill pickles, bitter pickles, kosher pickles, regular pickles. But this is called bread and butter pickles, which you get spices, and it's sweet and it's sour.
My daughter said and eat that whole thing.
Yep. So these are for you to experiment. Those are frozen, but I picked those earlier in the year. And I know a lot of Amens don't remember custard apple. But they custard apples.
I never heard that in my life. What is that?
Custard apple. There you go. It's a very funky, bitter, kind of sour version of soursop, almost.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. And if you see it, if you see the fruit, you know it. Trust me. Because
they're
all right.
What do you do with that?
You make desserts out of it, similar to what you would do with soursop. But it's like the funky cousin of soursop.
Chef, you got all this going on.
Yeah. I have a pantry full of stuff all the time. I don't...
But you don't tell nobody about that. You just use this for your clients.
I use them when I have events and stuff. Yeah, for
wow.
sure.
Wow.
So this is my seasoning that I've been working on. That's going to be coming out soon. It's all-purpose seasoning.
Okay.
So you could actually take that, add a little bit of sugar to it, and you could make your brine out of that, your dry brine.
Now, I've been hearing a lot about Old Bay and AB.
Mm-hmm.
Where's this on that level?
Old Bay has a very peculiar taste because it goes, it's developed for seafood.
That is
this is more like a Lowry's, a more like a, you know, everyday use it on anything kind of thing.
That is delicious.
Yep, I can hook a steak up with this.
Wow.
Goes good with all proteins and vegetables.
Wow.
So it's kind of all-purpose seasoning.
That's fantastic. You can be selling this?
Yeah. We're working on that for next year.
Mm-hmm.
This is my oldest sister's favorite for the season. This is cranberry butter.
Cranberry butter.
Yeah.
What does this go? Toast?
So
bagel?
That goes with, actually, funny story. I made it for them for the holidays, but I don't think they have no more left. So they ran the place eating it with toast, bagels, whatever. It's a holiday spread.
I got to take a second. This staying with me, this seasoning.
Yeah, it's a holiday spread. Good.
What do you call it when it does that? It's like all up in here.
That's flavor.
All up in my face. Yeah?
That's flavor. So, yeah, I wanted to make something that, you know, is kind of, you know.
That's delicious.
Yeah. So it's not just a come out. I make a chutney first, and then I fold in the butter, and then there's another process to make it that intense.
This is outstanding.
Thank you so much.
I didn't know you had all this going on.
This is everyday.
I'm mad now that you just brought in this.
This is everyday by my house.
Good Lord.
Next thing we have, you heard of hot chicken before?
Yep.
Hot chicken. So this is my version of the hot oil that they use to make hot chicken. I used it to make turkey this year.
Let me just take
So it's hot turkey. It's very spicy, and it's made with peppers from B in the Bahamas.
Right.
So they're all local peppers in there.
I try to moderate the pepper because, you know, I
That's spicy.
Reflux.
Yeah, that's spicy.
Let me taste it. Oh, man. Oh, my God.
Because, you know, don't forget now, oil is a conduit for flavor.
Man.
So that's why oil works when you're dipping in it. So if you make fried chicken with that, and just dunk the chicken right in that, that's it.
Just fry it right in this.
No, fry the chicken normally,
and then
but
dunk it in this.
Yes. So let's say you do a chicken thigh or a chicken breast, and you fry it and you want to make a sandwich.
Right.
Dunk it in that. And put it on your sandwich and that's it.
Right.
Next, this is just a multi-purpose vinaigrette that I made. I bought some of that for you. And then these are chef toppings.
Uh-huh.
So I did an event a couple days ago where we had Sunday braised ribs with fried rice toppings. Okay. And this is the fried rice toppings here.
Wow.
So you can use this to put on top of rice. You can put it on top of meats, proteins, fish, whatever you want. Right there.
Man, chef. This vinaigrette is outstanding.
Yep. And it's...
Good God.
And that is dairy-free, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay,
dairy-free.
We got to take a break. And we'll be back. Chef got a couple more things here. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Here we go.
J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're 150 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
Know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We're sitting down with Chef Simeon Hall Jr. He's brought some goodies. And you know what? I respect it because you just didn't bring me a plate. You brought me stuff to
use.
Work with.
Yeah. Shan, I don't want to see these go in the, you know, in the pantry and get forgotten.
Right. No.
Like, in a week or two, these should be all gone.
No, we're gonna deal with this. I'm gonna
awesome
set up my kids off.
I'm gonna message your wife.
For certain. Let's go. A couple of text messages. Juan, don't put the tuna in the turkey. Trust me on this. That's a divorce waiting to happen.
The tuna in the turkey. I said the stuffing.
The tuna in the stuffing. Yeah, he's got it confused. Or she's got it confused. Yeah. This says. Ask chef where to pass through for a plate.
Oh, I mean, you know, I live in a secure area, right. So that can happen.
Okay. Says, really, you know, awesome. How much tuna?
Not a lot. You ain't trying to make, just one can goes a long way, actually. Mm-hmm. I think for a bird, if you're stuffing it in a bird, one can goes a long way.
Okay.
Make sure the liquid that it's in, you use that as well.
Okay. The water.
Yeah. The water or the oil is what you should use as well.
This person says, I had duck at Fusion, and it was pretty good.
Awesome.
All right.
If you can make duck properly, it's amazing. But the thing is, you got to make sure it's done well.
Right.
You know what I mean? Render that fat. Make sure it's not overcooked. And then you have to make sure that your skin is crispy, or at least... It don't have to be like Peking duck, but it definitely has to not taste very rubbery because duck skin is very thick.
Right.
So it can get very rubbery tasting.
I've only had duck at either Chinese cuisine or French cuisine.
Yeah.
I've never had duck elsewhere that I can recall. Yeah.
It's one of those things that you really have to have good technique with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Chef's got a couple more things here.
A couple more things, yes, and that'll bring me into something that I want to share with the Bahamas. The next thing here, we have dry pea tendril flowers.
Dry pea tendril.
Which can be used in a tea. But guess what? I'm using those because when you boil it, it turns blue. I like that one tastes everything, by the way.
I don't taste anything.
No, it's nothing. It's dried flowers.
Okay.
So it's going to give you a blue color to the liquid that you boil it in so you can make teas. And I'm using it as a dye.
I have a hint of something.
Yeah. It'll give you some herbaceousness.
Yeah.
And that's it. So I'm going to boil that, and I'm going to use it to dye one of two of my jackets, actually.
Ah.
So I use food colorings to dye my jackets.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to do a tie dye. I'm going to put it on my Instagram. Mm-hmm.
So if you want blue tea.
Blue tea. Yeah.
Okay.
And then one shout out to one of my absolute favorite products in the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. And that's anything by B in the Bahamas, old-fashioned guava jam, mm-hmm. and hot sauce.
Okay.
This is my go-to. It is the continuation of Sawyer's guava jam.
Okay.
It's now B in the Bahamas, and this gentleman is absolutely amazing. This is who I get all of my product from. Unlike anybody else in the country, mm-hmm. he grows his own guavas in Andros.
Wow.
So anybody else who talks about guavas, they don't grow guavas locally. Mm. They buy in the pulp and stuff like that.
Right.
But he grows his own guavas. He processes his own guavas and other products. Mm. Be in the Bahamas, you can check them out. And he also now sells frozen guava pulp and puree and guava meat itself.
Mm.
So again, when people hear me ranting and raving about I absolutely 110% believe that it is a culinary sin to use canned guavas in our national dessert. I don't say that, and then somebody will, what we can do? Well, this gentleman has right now 10 tons of fabricated guava meat.
Jesus.
10 tons.
Tons?
Tons. Metric tons. I seen it myself.
Wow.
Because he is continuously processing his product. And so, you know, shout out to him. He's doing an amazing job. It's one of those things that is on my favorite top 10 product list of all times.
Okay.
In the Bahamas, you gotta get that.
So you wanted to talk about the favorite top
10. Yeah, I want to talk about and give a shout out to some of the people that I think are worth checking out. And definitely, you know, some of my favorite things here in the Bahamas.
Oh man.
In specifically.
Slow down.
That's guava jam.
Slow down.
I see him make that. That ain't nothing what I see make. That's make ya. That make ya.
Perfect.
It's guava jam. It's the best thing on the planet. I have no other jam. Don't ask me for no other jam. If you come to my event, no, my restaurant, it's whatever, that's all you get.
It's not even that it tastes good, it's the texture.
It's everything.
It's everything. Perfect. It like melts.
Spreadable.
When it hits your tongue.
It is absolutely amazing. I ain't gonna bring nothing in here one where they ain't gonna blow your socks off.
That is, you could eat this.
And I don't shout out people if they're amazing.
This is perfect.
Be in the Bahamas guava jam. It's available everywhere in New Providence for sure.
This may be, and I may be committing sacrilege here. This may be better than my mother's guava jam.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised.
Maybe.
You ain't need to buy that. Everywhere I go, whenever I go to do events, wherever I travel, etc., I guarantee you, he's coming in with a case of that, and I'm giving it away to all the chefs, everybody who's invited me anywhere. They have that. When I wrote my piece in Bon Appetit, they asked me, what was the one thing you had to carry from the Bahamas? And I said, this guava jam. It's amazing.
It doesn't make sense.
So, being the Bahamas.
So good.
Bahamas Best Brew. Have you ever been to Bahamas Best Brew?
No, what's up?
Airport Industrial Park.
Okay.
This couple there is absolutely amazing. One, we gotta go. We ain't have that much time.
There's layers to it.
It's awesome. It's absolutely good. If you have jam in your house and you don't have this, shame on you.
Good Lord. Anybody, where you get this from?
Any food store.
Really?
Any food store. And again, you know, if you ain't like it, I'll give you your money back myself. 110%.
That is out of control. I'll vouch for that. That's delicious.
110%. So that Bahamas Best Brew is located in the Airport Industrial Park. Mm-hmm. And they do coffees. They sharpen knives. They do cold brews. They do a bunch of different stuff. Ooh, so shout out to Vanessa those. They take really good care of me. And you know, I found them because...
You say they do coffee, they do sharpen knife, but it's brew. So it's coffee.
Yeah. It's a coffee house.
Okay.
But a part of that business is product distribution.
Okay.
So I always have, again, I shop in my own knives, but I take them to the hospital every now and again.
Yeah.
And when I was looking for a place, and I know within myself, 75% of the knives in the Bahamas dull.
Dull, right. Yeah.
They dull inside your drawer.
Yeah, I got
so if you're looking for some place to bring your knives back,
right.
Check out Vanessa them and let me know.
I do.
Island Purveyors, shout out to Joey. They're absolutely amazing. That's where the chefs go for apples, you know, all the high-end stuff, Wagyu beef, etc. So, again, people are always asking me, one, where do you
Island
get this
purveyors?
From?
Purveyors?
Yeah, Island Purveyors and Chef's Pantry. Still in the Airport Industrial Park.
So also Industrial Park. Okay.
Airport Industrial Park.
All right.
So really, really nice place. If you're a really foodie, that's where you need to be headed.
Okay.
One, what's my favorite restaurant or place to eat in Nassau?
Evelyn's.
Evelyn's. Great. Shout out to Evelyn's. You got to go to Evelyn's.
Right, yeah. I've had
It is one of those places that you just got to go to.
Right.
Me explaining it, me telling you about it is not going to be enough.
Right, yeah.
You just got to go to Evelyn's. And I went to Evelyn's the other day at 1:15, and she was sold out.
Wow.
1:15. Lunch starts roughly around 12.
Mm-hmm.
She was sold out at 1:15.
She was done. No, I've been there. The food is delicious.
That says great things about this place.
I want some more of this jam. We got a phone call. Take a pause. We got a phone call. Put your headphones on. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, how's it going?
Really well.
How are you doing?
Thank you. I hope the program is recorded and will be online because I called actually when I heard about that guava jam. Because some of the guava jam I've been seeing around running, and, like, you know, it's really nice stuff about it.
Yeah, some of them guava jam is guava syrup and guava paste, and they ain't guava jam.
So. No, certainly. So I wanted to know where it is available. I think I heard you say it's available in all the food stores.
All the food stores. B in the Bahamas, guava jam.
Big B. Big B.
Yeah,
B,
like B, like honey too. B. Because originally the farmer used to just do honey, and then he transitioned into doing guavas. And so, like I said, it's the only place where they grow all of their guavas.
Mm-hmm.
Here in the Bahamas, and then they process it from scratch.
This is outstanding.
It is absolutely amazing. And it goes on everything. Actually, whenever I do my events and stuff, and I do charcuterie boards and and anything like that, I put this on there.
Like, you know what would set this off? Like, you've had a bit of tart, something like, or a bit of salt.
But see, that's
like
what you
have
do
like
on.
A
you
sausage. It sounds counterintuitive.
You can use it as
like
the base,
bacon,
and there you go.
Yeah.
I've done that jam
right.
with bacon donuts.
Perfect.
Before
right.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Peanut butter, guava jam, and bacon donuts.
Right. That's I'm gonna kill that.
I have a crazy idea. What you can also use it on the side, like when you're having a turkey, like could you have the cranberry sauce? If you can use some of that as well.
Of course. Why not? Mm-hmm. It's the same kind of sweet. Tarty kind of, you know, fruity flavor that, but basically what cranberry does.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Experiment. Do it.
And then sharpening the knife and all that. So I glow the information is online so we can go back and...
Listen, I'll make sure that these places are available. Just go to my website and then check me out on social media and I'll probably post this list on there today.
Yes, thank you. And the favorite restaurant and all that.
Yes, for sure.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot. Okay. Yeah, you also have the pepper sauce here. And,
yeah, he does pepper sauce as well.
Yeah.
A bunch of different... And this isn't... He has, I think, roughly 10 products that he does. And all from scratch. So, you know, it's absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing.
This is fantastic.
Good job. See? Right. I knew it. One, you know what I wanted to talk about quick?
Mm-hmm.
People... And I get this question a lot, and you know, nobody has asked me or nobody's endorsed me to say any of this.
Mm-hmm.
But I want the Bahamian listeners, foodies, to pay attention to plateware. Chef, where do you get your plates from? And guess what my answer is?
Mm-hmm.
Kelly's in. Yes, sir. 110%. Go to the back wall inside Kelly's and look at the plates in there and go through aisle 15, no, 11, I believe it is. In the home center, the new one, they have some amazing plates. The thing about it is, you have to pay attention to the way that you plate your food.
Right.
So that's very important. The style, the look, the heaviness of the plate is very important. And, singularly, they're very good prices.
Right.
I have plates from Kelly's that I use at fine events, and I don't think those plates would have cost me $15.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you got to look around, shop around, so shout out to them. And they usually restock, because I can tell you, if I go in there, all the plate gone.
Right.
I buy it all.
I got to go, too. I got to get some silverware, because my wife thinks I'm a lunatic, but I'm very particular about the type of silverware I eat with, because it feels...
Cafeteria silverware on a fine dining experience can't wait.
Right.
It's feels very flimsy, very cheap.
Right.
It's too small. The fork that ain't big enough. Right. No, I can't do it. I with you with that one.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, you know, I just want people to get into the appreciation that there are some amazing places here.
Mm-hmm.
There are some, the food culture in the Bahamas is slowly and steadily moving in the right direction. But it's going to take our support. It's going to take our appreciation. And it's also going to take our feedback. And when I say feedback, shout out to the people who do not have the inclination to make a problem a social media rant before they go in and say, hey, chef, I just wanted you to know, but the food was a little bit too salty.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I do that too.
I don't understand that whole, you know, we want to see failure before we see success.
Right.
And shame on us for doing that, because ultimately it erodes at our food culture collectively.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want, and I would encourage, if you have any issues whatsoever with your dining or hospitality experience, to bring it up. Because most people will definitely, you know, comment when it's bad, but when it's good, you may never hear about it.
Right. Yeah.
And so in order for us to really make that change, we have to do that. And you know, the average cook, the average person that is preparing food, they get joy out of knowing that you have enjoyed your product.
Right.
And so it also helps them to do the same thing again.
Right.
You know what I mean? And
absolutely.
To have consistency.
And to be,
but
yeah.
In today's world of social media rants, man, I can't. I unfollow people. Just if I go on their page and they blast in somebody, and my question to them...
Well, there's entire groups dedicated to that.
Yeah. Is, did you tell the establishment?
Right.
And if you say no, I'm so sorry.
Well, I did have someone who went online that. And they complained, and they were like, I know you know the person who owns this establishment, so please make them aware, XYZ.
Right.
And I did, and they did reach out to them. I never followed up to see what the
But see, that's
was.
Different. If you're talking about a private dialogue,
mm-hmm.
or, hey, just so you know... This is what you need. I do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't do it to make people feel uncomfortable. I do it just to make sure that the next person who may not be as, you know, accommodating as myself doesn't go on a rant. And I just don't think that helps us to create and build this food environment that we're building.
Yeah, absolutely. And with that in mind, I got to tell you, someone from Kelly says, tell Chef, thank you for shopping with us. All right. With that in mind, I'll say a couple of good things. I know you're not finished your list, but I'll throw in my two cents. So, pepper sauce, Grandma Audrey's is really good. I don't know if you heard about that. It's especially good to season and cook with.
Right.
And Uncle Dave's.
Yeah.
That I
shout out to Uncle Dave.
Saw at Jollification, and I went to school with his daughter. And that pepper sauce is outstanding.
Yeah.
You got. I want to shout out to. Nom Nom Cafe in Centerville. I don't know if you've ever been there. They do halal food. Right?
Oh.
And it's really good.
Nice.
You get the great Mediterranean flavors. And
nice.
I know that stuff's not readily available here.
Yeah.
And so, well, they're Muslim. And so...
Nice. I got to go down.
You got to try it. Nom Nom Cafe. I'll send you the contact. And they're great. And also Sweet Lips, Jamaican place.
Come on. That's my girl. We used to work together.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're outstanding. And I don't go there. And Sweet Lips, if you're out there, it's not Powell. If you're out there, it's not that I don't love the food, the curry. It's that I can't drive on Prince Charles Drive.
with any frequency.
Oh, man.
Because I just, my blood pressure can't take it. But I'm going to come see you.
She's amazing.
I love the She's amazing. It's incredible. Yeah.
I've known her for, she and I used to work with Rita Marley.
Okay.
And so that's where we connected. And their food is always, always amazing. Again, you know, they were on my list, actually. So,
really?
You know, shout out to Sweet Lips and to people that are, you know, the Bahamas needs to also appreciate that we are a plural culture.
Right, yeah.
You know, embrace that there's more than just this and that, you know.
You're great, but I'm interested in other things and other people.
Be okay with that, and you know, this they do.
Singularity, I can't.
Yeah, they do an amazing job at Sweet Lips, and that's absolutely one of my favorite places. One of my favorite places is Schwung Bar.
At Bahamar. You know, I've never went there.
Oh, my goodness. I have a love and appreciation for more authentic Chinese food rather than the Americanized, watered-down Chinese food.
I don't even know what the difference is.
Well, fried rice isn't brown. Let me just tell you that.
Right.
Fried rice isn't brown.
Right.
Okay? So, you know, there's a whole story of the culture and the connection between blacks and Chinese globally and how they were always a part of our neighborhoods. Mm. And so the food has been adapted for several different reasons for what they do.
Right.
And so, you know, their food and our culture have been intertwined for a long time. However, most of us wouldn't be able to eat authentic Chinese food because it's funky, it's bitter, it's really spicy, it can be sweet, and some of those things that we do not or could not handle. But Shuang Ba, one of my favorite places, is really, really doing a great job. And they have the duck service there.
Really?
They have a whole duck service.
We had, I went to a dinner at the Chinese embassy
before. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They invited some of the editorial people at The Guardian to dinner. And it was fantastic because they explained the entire meal. And I felt like such a stupid rube, right? Because I thought that Chinese people they just eat this, right? I was like, I want some pepper steak, and I want some, and he explained in such specific detail how the different regions of China eat differently, how certain dynasties brought about certain traditions of food in China, and it was so, and it really piqued my interest because it got me to thinking about the connection with food and culture and that it's not just this corporatized thing they shove at you.
Well, one, you take the Bahamas as an example. I've said it all year on the show. There's no such thing as a Bahamian restaurant.
Right.
It doesn't exist. There's regional differences. Mm-hmm. There's island differences with our food and our cooking.
Right.
Some of the things what Nasuvians eat, you can't get nobody else to eat. Tropical Kung Salad is Nasuvian. It is New Providence based.
The devil is what you want to say. It is the work of Satan.
It doesn't travel well in other parts of the Bahamas.
What you mean to say.
So imagine somebody moving to, let's say, Detroit, and they say they're a Bahamian restaurant, and they have to adjust, and they can't get the sharp yellow cheddar to make the macaroni, so they're using mozzarella now. I'm calling it Bahamian macaroni and putting mustard in it. Me and you could go there and be like, wait, what this is? But now the people, they say, oh, this is amazing Caribbean food. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so when that happens in almost every culture, it travels. And when it travels, it's interpreted. And so once that interpretation happens, you see a lot of changes.
Right.
Because, again, I can't get conch in Detroit. So, you know, I use in cooked conch or canned conch or all these different stuff to make something that you and I would be like, absolutely not. And so definitely you see that in Asian cuisine a lot. And again, like I said, you won't see the average Asian menu doesn't translate into the Asian home. They ain't them things. You don't get shrimp crackers and fortune cookie and all these different things. home. Where are you going with that? This ain't, we don't eat these things.
Right.
But, you know, that's what they have done to kind of make it friendly for us. And we will swear by that food, but it ain't go so. Mm-hmm. It really ain't go so.
It ain't the same thing.
No, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I gotta try Shuang Ba.
You gotta try Shuang Ba, and have you been to Marcus yet?
No.
One, we gotta go out. Can we go out one day and do like, but we gotta do it so the Guardian can pay for it?
Right. Right.
So he can say it's work. And we gotta go in and up these places. And everybody who knows me, I'm not a true big fan of the average that you see being done at most major and large resorts.
Mm-hmm.
But I do appreciate the food and beverage program that they have going on now.
Right. Yeah, Bahamas is super solid.
Yeah, they're really, really local friendly. I have an event right there next week, actually. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I have to say they're worth checking out.
I went to, I can't remember the name of it now. Umami Burger?
Yeah, yeah, it's yeah.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Every food offering I've had at Bahamar has been fantastic. But yep. I haven't tried all the stuff. I've not been to Karna. They keep telling me you gotta go to.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah. It's a very indulgent experience.
Right.
And Karna is a place that I'm sure most people go there for special occasions.
Right.
The price, and then also too, if you go there all the time, you can get gout. I'm sorry to tell you. You can't eat that rich every day.
Right.
So
right.
It's one of those things. And you know, next year one. I have so many plans and stuff, and I want to make sure that I get to experience more local restaurants,
mm-hmm.
not just here in New Providence, but noted restaurants around the Bahamas. And so that's one of the things that I'm going to work on and make sure, because there's so many places opening. I bet you don't know. Again, one of my favorite sports has become Wabu Bowls.
Wabu Bowl. I have heard of it. I haven't
Wabu
had.
Wabu Bowls is...
No, I had a Wabu Bowl. Yeah. I think I had
in
one.
In the Distillery parking lot.
Okay.
Right there behind the Bahamas Training Center.
Right.
Right off of, what's that, Gladstone?
I don't know. I ordered it off of a food app.
Yeah, so and they do a lot of delivery. Yeah. Right. They do a lot of delivery. And listen, I'm a sucker for tasty food.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really, really tasty. Delicious food. When last you used the word delicious?
Just now with this guava jam.
Exactly.
Right, yeah.
And so, you know, shout out to people who are making delicious food in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Not just here in New Providence, but around the Bahamas. Because we really have to focus on changing, you know, the narrative. I said it before. Just recently, we were mentioned on one list. But the past several years, the Bahamas was not rated as a regional food destination
mm-hmm.
for the past 4 or 5 years.
Right.
How is that possible? How are we not getting on these lists? And so that's something that concerns me and something that we definitely got to work on. So, you know, I also would love to see our listeners, whether they send you a message, send me a message, send me some of your favorite spots.
Right.
Whether it be in New Providence or somewhere else. But send me your favorite spots, and we definitely want to go and check them out. And, you know, shout out to all the people who supported us this year, giving us content,
right,
stuff to talk about, the farmers, the fishermen, everybody. This is a time of celebrating people, talking shop, having an amazing time. And, you know, make sure you don't have no dry takey.
Right.
And make sure you pay your BTC bill, because they can cut you all off.
Now, we got to go to break, but I was at Jollification, and I don't know if these people have a store or whatever, but they made a tacos carnitas.
Mm.
They were clearly Latin American, you know what I mean? It's best stuff on earth.
Amazing.
Yeah. The presentation was just, you know, paper plate. Just
tacos are conduit to pure deliciousness.
Yeah. I don't know where they are.
Either you get them right or you don't get them right.
Right.
But when you get them
right,
oh man, they can be absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
Fantastic. Okay, let's go to break. We'll be back on the other side.
Yeah. you do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online. Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Rejuvenate, refresh, treat yourself. Immerse yourself in total comfort. Pamper yourself. After all, you're worth it. Relax. Rid yourself of all life stresses. At Baja Retreat Anti-Aging Spa, you will find everything you need to enhance your body and spirit. Call today at 323-6711 and begin your journey to serenity at Baja Retreat Anti-Aging Spa.
This is Juan McCartney, and I am wishing you and your family all the happiness in the world this holiday season and all of God's abundant blessings in the new year. Here's to hoping you have a great 2022. Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. And as well, McCartney, so good to have you with us. You guys want to send us some of your favorite places, some of your favorite things in the Bahamas? Don't necessarily even got to be Bahamian, but just some of your favorite stuff.
Yeah. For sure.
It says, what's the brand of the Guava Jam? It's
Be in the Bahamas.
B-E-E in the Bahamas.
Be in the Bahamas.
Old-fashioned Guava Jam. It's free. Unassuming looking product, but it's out of this world taste. I like when people do things well. You know what I mean? Like, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
This says, well, my dad makes guava and tamarind jam and Andros and coconut oil. Anything native to the islands, made on the islands, tastes great. Okay.
Send me some coconut oil. I've been looking for some local coconut oil.
It says, good day, Juan and Chef. How do we spell the guava jam? B in the Bahamas. And would I find this inside to a value? I just spelled it for you.
Yep.
It says, my favorite is Rudy's Restaurant on Cowpen Road. Rudy's Restaurant. Is that Jamaican and Bahamian? Is that, I think I remember seeing that.
I'm sure.
Rudy's. Okay.
I'll check it out.
Anyway, I don't want to be... I don't want to be mean about it, but, and my conch salad guy is out there, but I find it a shame that Arawak Key doesn't have better offerings. And maybe I need to know about some better places at Arawak Key, but I've lost my...
You know, I wish somebody would recommend me to help them. to make our Akita food destination it should be. Taking elements of what it was, taking elements of what it can be, and making it amazing. And I think a part of the problem, too, is the cost of ingredients is so high these days. Mm-hmm. It's also very challenging to have proper ingredients at a price point that would have been, doable. And so, I don't know. But yeah, I haven't been to Awaki for a very, very long time. The only place I go there is when I go to Hamish by going fishing.
Now, Hamish is my dog, yeah. But
yeah, Hamish food is be.
And I go to Hamish, but Hamish, I got to go. No disrespect, Hamish. You got to carve out some time because Hamish take his time.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
It can be a what?
Right, so that's the only thing.
And yeah. I go there on some Saturdays and Sundays.
Right.
He does breakfast and it's amazing, but yeah, it's a little bit of weight. And for some reason, I am absolutely blown away by his swinge cat and his smoked macaroni. Mm.
I had the smoked macaroni.
Smoked macaroni is what are you doing?
Right. I know Hamish will hook the ribs up out of this world.
Absolutely amazing.
But he's going to take his time. But I rock with Hamish for sure. And my boy Heineken is out there. So if you want Kong salad, I'm a vouch for Heineken. Straight up.
Nice. Well, everybody know my Kong salad, man.
Who's your Kong? Oh, yeah.
Yellow.
Yellow
at Montague.
I got a problem with Montague.
Yeah, I got a problem with Montague too, but I ain't no doubt.
I do go.
I got
whoever's responsible for it.
Yeah.
They got
110%.
Get it together.
Yeah. That could also be an awesome destination. And like I've mentioned it in a meeting this week, because Montague is the epitome of agro-tourism.
Right.
It is one of the spots that you see on a daily basis.
Right.
That is an equal amount of locals and visitors coming to buy product and to experience Kong salad, blah, blah, blah. But we can make it look 10,000 times better, and et cetera, et cetera.
It's starting to do this thing now where they're doing little makeshift huts and stuff out there now. Somebody's got to...
But Yellow has always been consistent.
Yeah.
And, I still believe in a traditional
whole
nut cut, pepper rub, scotch conk with onion and lime, and people who's put mango in their salad.
Right.
They all deserve to be on a separate island by yourself.
Like, I want it to be the type of flex where you can take your kids out.
You can
trust the quality of food. It's a comfortable experience. You know what I mean?
All of those spaces to me should be redesigned by the people who designed Marina Village.
Correct. Right.
All of them.
Right.
Awaki and Montague and Under the Bridge.
Right.
And that was done by a Bahamian.
Right. Jackson Burnside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Him and Michael Diggers, they did those stuff and we could do it. Ain't like we can't do it.
Right.
It's just that, we rather just knock two plywood together, put one piece of top on top of it, and then say, hey, come to my restaurant.
It's unappealing. And the fact that you feel as though you need to go to like a resort or hotel or somewhere designed for specifically for tourists in order to enjoy good Bahamian food is a shame. And I find that the palette of offerings of Bahamian food, you can hardly find a broad array of different offerings of Bahamian food and what traditional Bahamian food we kind of grew up on.
Right.
Outside of Checkers, it's difficult, right? So you got some places that are Checkers, like Divine Cafe, et cetera, like this, those sorts of places. But outside of those places, it's very difficult.
And shout out to Checkers, by the way.
Absolutely.
I think Checkers have some of the best sheep tongue sauce on the planet.
Absolutely.
And they're consistent.
Chicken sauce as well.
And I love it. They're on my list. They're always on my list. Yeah. I always tell people, if they ask me, whenever I have visitors and stuff, there are places that I take them to. And Checkers is one of them. I could go to Checkers for lunch or for breakfast.
Absolutely.
But I am a diehard supporter of Checkers sheep tongue sauce.
Yeah. I don't eat nothing tongue, but tail, foot. I don't. It got all the attachments. I don't really go.
That's what I can bring you next time. I think next time we can have a so-so right here in the studio. pig foot, pig foot, chicken foot, sheep tongue,
right.
Turkey neck, gizzard sauce, all them kind of things. You don't eat gizzard sauce?
No, sir. No. Wait. I eat ribs. My boy Kobe rib turned sauce? Me on to
what?
Rib sauce. No, my boy Kwame
hot dog
turned
sauce?
Me on to rib sauce. And then Kobe got rib sauce. And Kobe got mutton shoulder sauce.
Yeah.
It's outstanding.
Anything would take a nice little long boil.
Right.
Can handle that. And then shout out to the people who eat hot dog sauce.
Hot dog sauce. You keep talking about this.
It's amazing.
It says, out by the sea in Freeport, best breakfast. I love the boiled fish. This bones stall under the bridge. Fried snapper, kunk, and grits with cabbage slaw.
What is this?
Bones stall under the bridge.
Oh, you got to send me this list one.
Yeah.
Because I got to check that out.
I also got a shout out Just Grill under the bridge. You ever had the food at Just Grill?
Mm-mm.
I mean, outstanding.
Mm.
Yeah, outstanding. You go wait, too. Not the Hamish type way. But outstanding.
Okay.
I mean, they give you great portions. It's just everything's just seasoned to perfection. I don't know.
And they don't make parboiled rice, I hope.
I don't know. But they hook it up, man.
Shout out to people who don't make parboiled rice. If you're making parboiled rice for holiday coming on Sunday, shame on you. Your family should keep you at the wheel. I said what I said.
Please tell me about the place to sharpen knives.
Best Brew Bahamas. Right there in the Airport Industrial Park. It's one of those. It's right opposite Sands Bury Warehouse. Mm-hmm. Right there in Airport Industrial Park. Ask for Vanessa. Tell them I sent you. They'll give you a hookup. They also sell knives.
Mm.
And so they sharpen and sell knives. It's absolutely amazing.
Excellent. This is Juan. Ask Chef when he'll be establishing a restaurant. I have $1,000 to invest. If not...
I love it.
Put into a food product.
A booth, you know, chairs cost $380 in a restaurant, but I appreciate that $1,000.
Right.
I'm definitely in the process of doing some restaurants. I'm involved in this project in the port, and also involved in a couple of other stuff. You know, I wanted to and I needed to do what I was doing for a while before I got quote unquote bogged down into a restaurant. Mm-hmm. But it's time. It's time.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit says it's time and all. So it's time. I gain that. It's it.
And it needs your full attention because, and I'll call no names, but I know of a restaurant where you designed the menu originally, and man, they strayed from the recipe.
Yeah.
When it started and it was you.
Yeah,
was
I got to be there. I got to be there. And I'm going to be committed and I'm going to show, you know, how to use a lot of local products and you know, turn around this narrative that, you know, Bahamians can't do it at certain levels and we're going to be world class and recognized globally and the whole nine yards. It's in the works.
Well, you know, I'll be there, certainly. It says, Juan, have you ever tried deep fried turkey? Ask Chef if plenty of Bahamians start deep frying their turkey in peanut oil. Peanut oil? Yeah. Juan, I started eating that about 10 years ago. The turkey was awesome and moist, even the breast.
Yeah. I'm doing deep fried turkey this year. I did it for an event I had also. So that's been, every year I kind of go with a style.
Mm.
And so this year has been deep fried turkey. But the one thing I do is I quarter my turkey. I don't do the whole turkey.
Mm.
The reason is when you look at a turkey and the way that it cooks at different temperatures and times. Each one cooks at different times. Because of the way that it's structured.
Mm-hmm.
So if you try to cook a whole turkey, you're going to risk having it dried out. Whereas if you section it, it cooks at different times and you have a better product.
Yeah.
And so I'm deep frying turkey on Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think people look at the entire turkey and they go,
no,
we want to have the whole big bird and that's what we want to do, X, Y, Z.
And at the end of the day, it makes it much easier to portion, easier to use, and it's absolutely amazing.
This says, ask Chef what he thinks about MSG.
Well, MSG is one of those things that I think has gotten a bad rap.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, there's MSG in a lot of things that people think MSG isn't in. There's studies that show that MSG doesn't give the average person the quote-unquote the headaches. And I think it was Chinese headache, or one name they had for it, mm-hmm. at this point, because glutamic acid, uh-huh. which is in the body,
right,
is on the same molecular strand as
MSG. Okay, right,
MSG. And so the question the scientists will ask, how can something that's in you make you have headache and things like that?
Right.
And then there's a difference, though. There's natural MSG and synthetic MSG. Mm. Synthetic MSG, as anything that is created, you have to be careful of. But for example, Parmesan cheese has MSG in it. It has glutamic acid.
Okay.
And so tomatoes have glutamic acid. Mm. Everything, when you hear this word umami, it has glutamic acid.
Okay.
Mushrooms. So, for example, if I want to have that same effect that you would have if you had accent, for example,
right.
you can use different food products to make that happen. So when you see the Chinese soak dried mushrooms in hot water, that broth that you get has glutamic acid in it, which is the equivalent of synthetic MSG.
Okay.
And so, you know, you'll see somebody saying, oh, I can't, MSG is making me sick, and all these other things, but they're eating Doritos. And Doritos full of MSG.
Got it. Okay, it says, two things. So, please expound the parboil rice dislike. I don't like hard rice. I don't think you
Well, parboil, our rice, traditional Bahamian rice, is a braised rice. Mm-hmm. It's a pilau. And a pilau is a cook-up. And so what happens is it needs the time to absorb the flavors. And so parboil rice does not absorb moisture the same way the other short grain and long grains do. Mm-hmm. And so when you use parboiled rice, basically it's like if you make sauce, right? And you put the potatoes in, when the boiled fish make in, or you add the potatoes in afterwards, you say you steam them separate and you just throw them on top.
Okay.
They ain't gonna taste like sauce.
No, it ain't gonna be the same thing.
They can
thing.
Just taste like boiled potato. No, and that's what close. It is.
Okay. Mm. This says, please give the hashtags and social media handles for your guest.
For me?
Yeah.
Dope and Delicious, hashtag SimeonHallJr.com. You go on there and you can find all my social media pages. Like I said, I have a best way to make turkey and Thanksgiving / Christmas for us meals. And so I've seen a lot of traffic over. I don't know. People must be scared of their turkey this year. Because the last when I went on my website, I saw a lot of people had gone to that particular recipe post. And so I want people to use it. I have a dry brine there, which is similar to what I gave you. And, you know, how to make good turkey and mashed potatoes and the whole nine yards.
Excellent. Yeah. So go check it out. It says, Blessing McCartney, happy holidays to you. Tell Chef Simeon Hall I appreciate what he's doing as a chef and with food for the Bahamas. Tell Chef we need good cooking Bahamians to be more confident and bold like the Jamaicans and push our Bahamian food culture worldwide. Yeah, you definitely want to, and I think we could stand toe-to-toe with anyone in terms of
for sure. Food. For sure. Our food is so rich. It has such an amazing story. You know, one of the things that I say all the time, when I used to compete, when Bahamians came, even the judges used to get scared because they know boy flavor coming.
Right.
Bahamians can flavor some food. I ain't give it nobody say.
Right.
We get flavor down back.
Absolutely.
It's just some of the other practices. We ain't really doing too well, but definitely, you know, we're definitely, you know, the shoes on, and we left the house already, and we're walking in the right direction. And so I definitely want to encourage people to be more out there, to use your social media, to, you know, really, really get people to understand and know your spots, and don't just hide in the background, and make sure that you're a part of this Bahamian food conversation. And hopefully next year in 2023, Y'all will see me and Juan walking around, coming inside your spots. Don't get scared. We just come in to critique, and then we can talk with your food on air.
But this person says there needs to be an authority set up to run these sites. The manager model isn't working. They're talking about the different Arawak key, et cetera, like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree, man. Like, somebody's got to be the one person who's in charge. You make sure that there's quality control and that things are properly run. You know what I mean?
They need a whole revamp situation out there. Hopefully that's something that somebody puts on the agenda for all these destination spots that we have. We don't want them to become, to look and feel non-Bahamian, but it also speaks volumes when people think that is the best that we could and should be doing. And so we definitely need to look at that. One, that's a show right there.
Yeah,
we absolutely should invite some people on and, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating, you know. Yeah. I feel it, yeah. It's a very frustrating experience. It says, I love when Chef Al comes on the show. What would Chef suggest for a Christmas meal for a pescatarian?
Everything else, just add fish. Just do your fish thing, fish and shellfish. Like I said, we do a steamed fish or we do fry dry and wet. Fry wet. Because I don't like fry dry. But my siblings like fry dry.
Absolutely. All right, so Chef, it's Christmas time. This says, I would y'all real guava grown in the Bahamas. No canned guavas and guava duff, sucking my teeth. And none of those sauces that you have to melt on the duff. Sauce should be poured over duff. How do you feel about that?
That's debatable. Mm. That's debatable. I think a sauce is supposed to be whipped. But again, there's so many interpretations of... again, like I say all the time, one, it depends. Mm-hmm. House to house, preference to preference. As long as you get guava and butter and sugar,
it's fine.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Well, Chef, we love it when you come on. Thanks for setting us straight for Christmas. Go check out Chef's website, ChefSimeonHallJr.com.
Yep.
And you can get some turkey tips going on. I'm straight with the turkey this year. We're not doing the turkey, but it's in good hands. So... Mm. I feel confident about it. My wife is doing the ham.
Nice. It's not going to be boiled.
Don't boil it.
Exactly.
And go
pre-soak for a day, cold water, take it out,
right.
Let it dry, roast it. That's it.
I'm doing the potato salad, and I'm ready for competition.
You're doing the potato salad?
I'm doing the potato salad.
I don't know, Juan. You got to send me a picture of said potato salad.
I'm going to tell you.
Juan, you look like you like puttings in your salad. I can look at you and see things. Juan, what you was putting in your potato salad?
I can't disclose it.
Juan, please don't put raisin and thing in the potato
no,
salad.
No, I'm not a madman.
And carrot and that kind of thing.
No.
Juan, you look like you was putting plenty things in your potato salad. Red bell pepper, yellow bell pepper, green. Green onion or thyme and kind of thing.
It's going to be special.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you.
And stop boiling your egg in the same potato water, please, Juan.
Why?
Well, first of all, eggs shells are contaminated. That's number
really?
One. Number two is because you're going to overcook the egg.
Right.
A hard-boiled egg is 15 minutes.
Right.
Boiled potatoes is like 20.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you all see when your egg get that gray around it.
Right.
That's overcooked.
I don't get the gray. But I'm going to take your advice. I'm taking the tip. It's going to be good.
All right. It's going to be interesting.
Merry Christmas, guys. There, we got to go.
Yep.
Great show, Chef.
Thank you so much.
By.
Thanks for having
holidays
me. Happy
to
holidays.
You. Absolutely.
See you all next year, everybody. Be safe. God willing, we'll meet sometime in January and come back and hang out with Juan.
There you go.
We got an amazing show. First, the 13th of January, Juan. Mm. I got to probably get you to come to that.
Okay.
So we starting off the year. It's 50 years of...
Absolutely.
Of being independent. So
correct.
We're starting off the year right.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Excellent. All right. You guys take care out there. And Ken the Nico will be with you tomorrow. Merry Christmas, guys. Have a great weekend, Bahamas. We'll talk to you soon.